Hi, I'm Emma Milligan, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. If you have a comment, criticism, or question, you can contact me at john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. These podcasts are dedicated to the exhibitors who would have participated at the Vancouver Comic Arts Festival 2020. VanCAF is a celebration of comics and graphic novels and their creators, including an exhibition and vendor fair featuring hundreds of creators from around the world. On this episode, I chat with Emma Milligan. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Emma works locally in Vancouver, British Columbia, within the animation industry as the animation director at Icon Creative Studio, with previous work including animation for Disney Junior, Nickelodeon, and DreamWorks TV. In her spare time, she uses the art form of comics to record her daily mishaps and life misadventures called How to Life. So without further ado, here's my chat with Emma Milligan. Emma Milligan, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Thank you for having me.
What I usually do to start the conversation is to ask the creator about their first comic book. So I'm wondering if you remember, what was the first comic book that you read?
Yeah, it's funny because I grew up in a small town, and so we didn't really have many available resources for comic books. But I do remember as a kid in the grocery store really being attracted to the Sonic comics that were right next to the Archie comics. So I would say, yeah, that was probably the first comic I ever read. But similarly, I do remember in a Scholastic book fair, there was a book that was teaching kids how to create comics. And I was just obsessed with that. So that I would say I probably more so remember just because of the amount of time I just spent meticulously going through it and creating my own little comics as a kid.
That's great. That's great to have that as a tool, you know, as some instruction, because that normally, I mean, back in my day, it was frowned upon, comic books, right? That's kid stuff. So to actually have that as a part of the Scholastic, I know Scholastic has a ton of books now, but that must have been just the sort of the start of what was to come. So that's great.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I want to talk a little bit about who inspires you to create your art. Is there anyone today that inspires you?
Yeah, so I mean, as far as comics go, I really love Sarah Scribbles. She has kind of been a fun comic creator that I follow. As far as art, I do remember, actually, I guess this is still in the vein of comics, but I remember just really being interested by Day Tripper, which is a comic by Gabriel Ba and Fabio Moon. But the art in there is gorgeous. It's all watercolor, and it sort of has a unique inking style. So yeah, those are the first two that come to mind, I guess.
Cool. So I'm talking to you and others under the context of the Vancouver Comic Arts Festival, which unfortunately did not happen this year. So I'm wondering if you could tell me, what book were you planning to exhibit at that show?
Yeah, I was planning on exhibiting a book called Compilation of Comics, which it's my first book of comics, and it is a full book of slice of life style comics from my series called How to Life with Emma. And yeah, it's basically just a comic series that translates awkward personal happenstances into humorous slice of life style comics. And it's the first book I ever really self-produced. So.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great achievement to put something like that together.
Yeah, it's been a cool process. So I mean, now that it's kind of been canceled, I'm hoping maybe I can put a second volume together, but
is this book available now? And if so, how can people get it?
Yeah, it is available now. Normally, it would be on my website, howtolifewithemma.com. But I'm currently going through a design adjustment on there. So I have it on my personal website as well, which is emmamilligan.com.
Great. Good stuff. Now, we mentioned just before recording that you have been to VanCAF in the past. I'm wondering if you have any special memories.
Yeah, so I've never sold at VanCAF before, but I have attended as a visitor. It just seems to be such a vibrant community of creators, and I just find it amazing to see that there are so many people interested in comics, like especially the smaller ones. So just seeing other artists selling to people that are genuinely interested in, you know, discovering new art and new comics, that's sort of the thing that has stood out to me. So I'm hoping when I actually get to sell there, I'll experience something similarly.
Cool. Yeah, it's very different from the big conventions with all the movie stars and everything. At least at these festivals, you can feel the tangible air of people wanting to make comics. I think that's something about it.
Oh, exactly. And it seems to be such an interesting group of people. A lot of people that I work with actually are selling comics and stuff. So it's kind of a cool space for me.
I noticed on your website you have a YouTube video about how you go through your creative process, but I wonder if you could describe that to us now.
Yeah, totally. I actually feel sometimes like I start out my comic making process similarly to how comedians form their bits. I carry around like a little notebook, or I'll just write it down on my phone, but it's all just based on experiences that I've had in my day-to-day life, or maybe things I've observed and I can apply it to myself. And just scrolling through like these notes, they usually seem super stupid and they don't really make a whole lot of sense. But when I sit down and go through them, there's usually some bit of juice there that I can create into a comic. So once I have an idea, then I'll sit down and I'll either create a script, whether it's, you know, if it's going to be a juicier comic, then usually I'll write a script before I start storyboarding. But then I'll create the storyboards from there, and I'll have it on either Clip Studio Paint or on Procreate, which I'm just sort of starting to use now, and place these storyboards out in a layout that I think is working. And then from there, I'll ink on top, and then I'll do the coloring last.
Good stuff. Now, I noticed doing a little bit of research that you're an animation director at a studio. With that sort of background, I'm wondering, what is your preference, animation or illustration? Which do you find more fulfilling, let's say?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I find they're both so different. Sometimes it's so hard to choose one. I find I've just always been attracted to visual storytelling. So I think they're very different. Animation, for example, especially when you're just working on one little small part of a movie or a part of a TV show, it's very detail oriented. You're working on such a small portion of a project. Whereas with comic creation, you have so much more control over everything. So it's still visual storytelling, which I love. But with comic creation, you're your own director, your own storyboard artist, you're designing all the characters, you're in charge of acting. And then with comic creation, you're drawing and you're writing the script. So I guess it just depends on, like, you know, what I'm feeling like in the moment. But I think overall, I like having more control over the entire process. So I would say I do slightly prefer comic creation.
Ah, okay. Very good. Very good. Not to say that one is worse than another, but I'm just
They're
curious.
They're both lovely. Yeah. I love them both.
Good. So you talked a bit about your book that you have on the go right now. I'm wondering if there are any other projects in the works that are coming down the road that you can talk about.
Yeah, like I said, I am hoping to put my newer comics into a second volume. Other than that, I am sort of starting the brainstorming process for a new comic series, which will not be Slice of Life. I'm kind of wanting to do something a little bit more serious, probably not entirely serious. I find that difficult sometimes. But yeah, I guess I could say it's based around the life of a ghost is all I can really say. But I'm hoping to kind of delve into questions about life and death, and all revolving around this cute little ghost character. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Sounds intriguing. We'll have to wait for that one, that's for sure. And I'm sure people can find out more about it by checking you out online. I'm wondering, where is your website and where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so I am most active, I would say, on Instagram. And you can find me at How to Life with Emma on Instagram. And there's also my website, howtolifewithemma.com. I also have a little Facebook account, too, if you're active on there. And it's also just How to Life with Emma. So, yeah.
Thanks to Emma for the chat. You can discover more about Emma on Instagram at Emma Milligan and online at howtolifewithemma.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. Please send your feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2020.